The Burt Show.
So one of Katie's friends told the story that cracked me up to where she was home with a bottle of wine. No big deal. You know, to after work, just winding down and had a few glasses, feeling pretty good, feeling even better. Just going to watch a movie or something, go to bed. Well, then she got a phone call from her family that her grandmother was in the hospital.
Oh, damn.
And so they're like, you need to get to the hospital. And she's like, oh, my God. So she got off the phone, and she was not going to be irresponsible and drive. So she had called her boyfriend to come. Can you please come pick me up, you know, on your way home? And can you just take me to the hospital and drop me off? No big deal. She said, I'm going to play this off. I'm going to be cool. Probably did the whole mouthwash thing and everything. But you know what? She was drunk at the time. So her boyfriend comes, picks her up, takes her to the hospital. So she talked about how, you know what, but she's fine. She concentrated. She's walking in the hall. Everything's good. Wasn't quite sure where her grandmother is, but kind of knew what floor she was on. So went in there, and then she went into her grandmother's hospital room, and it was dark because I guess she had already kind of was trying to go to bed by that point because she's older, right? So my friend goes over there, and she sits down. She decides she's just going to start talking to her and comfort her. And she brought her flowers, by the way. They stopped, and, you know, the boyfriend got flowers. So she has flowers on the side, mm-hmm. and she's patting her on the hand, and she's leaning over, and she's talking to her and giving her some encouragement. And then all of a sudden, the woman turned to her and said, well, thank you so much. Those flowers are beautiful. And it was not her grandmother.
So she was that drunk.
Oh, no.
She was so that drunk that she went into the wrong hospital room.
Uncomfortably.
And it got to the point where I think that she left the door open. And I think that her mother heard her and was down the hall calling her name. Oh, wrong room. You're in the wrong room.
I love the concept of the drunk accidental call to duty. So, like, I can imagine this being really big for parents, too. Because mm-hmm. when the kids are out of the house, mm-hmm. like, let's say they're staying with the grandparents, right? You've got the run of the home all to yourself.
Right.
So you and the husband or you and the wife, you're going to get your drink on pretty good. Or you're going to go out with some friends. And you go to tie it on. But then something might happen to the kids where they end up in the emergency room. And you've been drinking for 4 hours now. Mm-hmm. So you had to do the drunk call of duty and go to the hospital. This could happen in 100 different scenarios.
Absolutely. And nobody's at fault. It's not your fault for being drunk. It's just you never expect to have to do anything with it.
Right.
You thought your night was clear.
Yes.
You thought your night was clear. So you're going to go. I don't have anything else to do. So I'm going to get my buzz on. And then something happens to where you end up in this situation where you have to act like a sober person.
Absolutely.
And you're hammered.
So my friend left the flowers. I mean, she went to grandmother's room, but you can't just take the flowers, you know, but... Yeah, talked to the wrong woman.
That is too funny.
We're going to get scary calls from, like, medical professionals.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, we could put you on the voice disguiser for these also. Like, doctors, I think, are pretty good about this. Like, if you're on duty, like, I know in my case.
I'm not talking about on duty. I'm talking about.
On call, I mean. Yeah, like.
Mm-hmm. What if you're in a restaurant and you get, is there a doctor? Like, the chef just sliced off his finger.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been at the bar drinking wine for 3 hours. And your wife or husband goes, she's a doctor. And even though you're sloshed.
You're the only one there.
Yep.
Called in a drunk call of duty.
You gotta do it.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
It was one of those things. I had to do it because it was my girlfriend. It was her sister had a stroke, and her sister is one of those freak things. Her sister's only 18, and she had a stroke, and I actually had to go up to Knoxville. And what I was doing was that Buffalo Wild Wings with a couple of my buddies having a couple of drinks, and I got the call at like 11 o'clock at night, so I hopped in the car and made the drive all the way up to Knoxville.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, after like four doubles. It was stupid, but I had to do it. No one else would drive me to Knoxville.
So. Oh, wow. Oh, that's way better.
Dangerous.
Right there.
And then after that, I had to meet her parents that night, and that was the first time I met her parents, and I was pretty...
Now, that did happen with me and Stacy's dad, too. First time I ever met him, I was totally hammered.
Really? Did you know that you were going to meet him, though?
No, I didn't. He was visiting her, and I was with a guy. I think I was at a bachelor party, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to be long gone by the time I showed up. And I got there, I guess it was probably, I don't know, 12, 1 o'clock, and he was just leaving her apartment. And I was coming in as he was going out, and he stopped me, and he said, hi. I think Stacy was with him, and I said, I'm not even going to try to do this right now. I'm hammered.
Oh my
I came clean right off the bat and said, let's not do this right now. I am so drunk. And he was actually really cool with it. If you knew him the way I did, you would know that's a great way to start the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Inebriated and honest.
Right.
It was a perfect way to start our relationship. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I have a funny drunk call to order story.
Okay.
Okay, there was about 50 or 75 of us, and we're partying on Jekyll Island about 2 years ago, and I mean heavy partying. Well, my cell phone rang, and it was my cousin who was not at the party, and we were all trying to figure out why she wasn't at the party anyway. And come to find out, okay, I answer my cell phone, and she says, I'm really in a lot of pain, and I need someone to come take me to the hospital. So I looked around. I'm like, okay, is anybody sober? And nobody was, but they got me over to where she was staying, and I was so drunk, and she's laying on the couch. She's just really sick. Turns out she had an appendicitis.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And she had to wait until the next morning for somebody to sober up to take her to the hospital.
Oh,
I mean, I guess
no,
you know,
no, no.
That's
no.
dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally dangerous. And to this day, I feel like really a bad, bad person because I was too drunk to take her to the hospital.
Damn.
I mean, she called everybody we knew on Jekyll Island that day, that night, and nobody was sober to drive her into the hospital.
Can you wait 6 hours while I sleep it off?
Diane.
Hello.
Hi, Diane. You're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning. This happened about 20 years ago. The police called me. I'd had about 4 glasses of wine. The police called me and told me if I didn't come get my husband right away, they were going to arrest him for DUI. And on the way home, I got arrested for DUI.
Oh, no!
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 The Burt Show.